is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Without falling. I think this is a very appropriate saying at this time of the year. Whether you realize it or not, noted psychologists and psychiatrists say that December is one of the saddest months of the year for me. And yet it's one of the happiest months of the year for me. What distinguished that is sometimes we are focused on more about the trappings of Christmas rather than the real treasure of Christmas. When I say that, I mean we are focused on gifts, and if we don't have the money to buy the gift, then we feel sad or bad that we wasn't able to give X something because X gave me something. The children, they are wanting the latest Xboxes or what have you. They do cost quite a bit. We might not be able to afford that at this time, so the child is upset. Might be upset too with themselves that they're not able. And it's a blue time for us in the fact that you remember or you think about loved ones that's going to be with the Lord more so at this time of the year than any other time. Because it's a family. Be with family. That chair, two chairs, however number, will be empty. That can bring on a sense of sadness for us. But Paul here is saying, rejoice in the Lord. Not in your situation, not in your circumstances, not in what you're going through, but focus on God. In spite of whatever you're going through with, know that God is still in control. And he is going to see you through whatever you're going through. Roman jail in house arrest, and he writes a letter of joy. Now he's full of joy, though he's locked up. So I don't have to allow my inner being to be a reflection of my circumstances. What am I saying? If I'm having a hard time, I don't have to go around gloomy and having a pity party and crying out to 1-800-5-8. But go on with a smile on my face and thank God for things as well as they are. Because it's going to change. Whatever your circumstances is today, my darling, it's going to change. If it's good now, don't worry. You're going to have a bad day or a difficult day. If it's difficult now, you ain't going to be there always. You are going to see some sunshine. If you just trust God in the midst of the storm, he will see you through. Now, when you look at Paul and Silas, when they were arrested in Philippi, the Bible says that at midnight, they had been beaten down on a cold slab, shackles on their arms and hands and feet, but yet they are free and singing praise unto the Lord. But in a word, Paul here is a person of the Spirit. He's not telling the church at Philippi to do anything that he has not already done. The Bible says that they begin to pray. At midnight, they begin to pray and say, praise unto the Lord, and the prisoners heard. And the shackles fell off of them, and the doors were open, and it looked like they would have all been running out. But Paul told the jailer when he woke up, you ain't got to take your life. All is here. So Paul is saying to the church in Philippi, now, you need to rejoice. I know you're having a difficult time, but rejoice in the Lord. Now, sin has a way of causing us to lose our joy. Not your salvation, but your joy. For David, after God's heart, the son of Israel, he lost his joy when he sinned against God. And then he wrote Psalms 51, and he cried out to God and said, make me to hear joy and gladness. that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Then he cried out, restore the joy of your salvation and uphold me in your grace. But maybe the sign to God that I feel abandoned. I don't feel the peace and joy that I had before I sinned, and you're the only one. Saying to us this morning, he's the only one that can fix us. Now the Bible speaks of three types of the peace of God that comes to salvation. Romans 5:1. The peace of God that comes through total surrender to God in all things. Philippians 4:6-7. Then peace on earth that will come when Jesus Christ comes back to bring in glory and power. Isaiah 2:1-4. But the passage this morning is dealing with the peace of God that comes through total surrender in all things. It is the peace of God in time of trouble. Now, peace is not the absence of trouble, but peace is how you respond to the trouble that you face. I was talking to someone last week, and he was saying that when you get upset, say, take a moment. Whatever it is that is that time. And ask yourself, does for me to get upset, is it going to help me in any way? Is it going to make things better or worse? And at the end of the day, when you really look at it, it really is. You just got upset over something that you didn't need to get upset about. You can't change this. It's going to stay the same. You just go on. But we lose our joy and peace because we begin to focus on the situation, begin to focus on the pain or the problem of that time now, and it's really just one way or the other. In other words, what I'm saying is that the peace of God, it would overwhelm the worries, rest in the will of God. Even when you cannot see what lies ahead. But when you look at this text, the key to having this kind of peace is possessed in being thankful. Now, I want you to understand that conflicts, problems are not what keeps us from having peace. How I respond to my circumstances is what keeps me happy. I want you to see today, not by getting rid of a problem, but by focusing on God's promises and God's given purpose in my life. Someone has said that peace is the calm of the mind that is not wrestled by adversity, overpowered by a remorse, conscious, or disturbed by peace. Doesn't come with the absence of a storm. It comes in the presence of a storm. Because Jesus was walking down beside us. You got to understand. When we have trouble, just keep your eyes on God. Now, in the fourth watch, Jesus came walking on the water, and the disciples in the boat, they were troubled. But Jesus came walking in the darkness of the night between 3 o'clock and 6 in the morning, the darkest time of the hour. But he came walking in on the water, in the storm. Storm didn't stop. So Jesus was walking in the midst of it. But he had a calmness, and when he got in the boat, he had the calm to the storm. And when you read that text in Matthew, you'll see why he didn't speak a word for this storm. He just got in the boat. Everything. And so it is with us. If we allow him to get into our lives, whatever we are in, we can have peace. In the midst of it. And you're going to have storms in your life. You're going to have problems in your life. You're going to have circumstances in your life. That just comes with the fact. Can't get away from that. But it's how I respond to the situation that I'm in. I can respond positive or I can respond negative. In order for me to respond positive, I have to think positive. You know, sometimes... Great. show. It is. What happened? It happened. It's still great. If I'm hurting, it's still great. Because I'm still alive. And I still got an opportunity to get better. Or get closer to God. Or what happened, baby? But look at some kind of people. I'll be like, can't I just be all right? Huh? You can be all right, too. Don't hate on me, because I'm all right. Join the crowd. But anyway, he says, let your gentleness be known to all men, to the Lord is at hand. In other words, we ought to have an attitude of gentleness. An attitude of surrender at all to God. Put that up on DVD, on CD, and the preacher is talking about attitude and action. And he says, I am is my attitude. I am what God says I am. I can have what God say I can have. I can do what God say I can do. And he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The I will is that. And so with this mindset, I come to God with praises and prayer and willing to give to somebody else. And not come expecting anything for myself. But we're in a time now when most church folk is looking for something from the church rather than giving. We want to receive. And then we quote the scripture, it's more blessed to give than to receive, but we always got our hand out. There's a time for all things. Hear me good, please. All that I'm saying is that there was a time in life when the church was about giving more than it was about receiving. Because when people were sick in the neighborhood, you know, you have to say it's a hundred times, but when people were sick in the neighborhood, they didn't have to come to church to get help. They had got help all week long. And when Sunday came, they were ready to come. Somebody had helped them along the way all week. Somebody brought some food, come and sit with the sick. They had done it all. During the week, they didn't have to call special guests. Those members in that neighborhood took care of them. Word, he didn't have to take care of them. Most of them didn't even have a telephone. I remember. I'm not that old, but I remember that though. Cell phone and all that. I came to that period when you didn't have all that. But thank God for it now. I can't seem to leave home without it now, you know. But anyway, we ought to be careful, love, sharing. Towards each other and also towards those that are outside the office. In our sharing, giving to our brothers that may not be in the church, we can lead them to Christ. Just in giving and sharing, whether it be a word or whatever it be, or just your. Now, he said, and then verse 6, he said, be anxious for nothing. Other words, church, he's saying, don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Whatever the situation, he said, don't worry. Now, if it's worth worrying about, it's worth praying about. If it's worth worrying about, if the trouble or the problem or the storm is worth worrying about, it shows up for you. And you can't worry and pray. Sincere prayer. If you worry, it's a good sign you're not praying. But when you pray in sincere prayer, God will open up on the inside. May not change the problem of the situation, and he will when he get ready. But he will give you comfort while you're in whatever you're in. Two things God always does. He prepares the promise for us. And then he prepares us. He prepares the promise for us. And then he prepared for the promise. Now he promised Abraham a child, but it was 25 years before Abraham, because he had to develop Abraham. He is alive and had a family with his wife and mate. He told him to do it or whatever, but still he did. 25 years of God had to work on him to develop him. So sometimes God has to take a little while to work on us to get us ready for whatever he's promised. Don't it be so difficult times in our life? But it's time of development for the destination. And so he said, don't worry. Because one of the reasons why you all not worried is because some things you ain't going to fix. Only God can. So I need the revelation of God to know what I can fix, the courage, give me the courage to do it, and know what I can't and give it to me. Rather than worrying. Because that's not the way. And you say, rather than worrying in everything by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving. Paul says, give your petition. Tell him what it is that you need. What he want to hear from you. Tell him what it is that you need. What your situation is. And be thankful for the answer before we pray. Mark, he says that when you pray, pray as if you've already received. You're in a night. As if you've already in a night. If you're sincere in your prayer to God about whatever the situation is, and prayer is nothing more than talking with God. Just like I'm talking to you now, you can talk to God the same way. And be thankful, children. Anything, please say thank you. Whatever it is, give me a piece of something that can say thank you. Whatever it is, be thankful. Be grateful and thankful to your parents, your uncles, and your grandparents. Be thankful for the school that you have, the teachers that are there trying to teach you. Be thankful that you have that opportunity, because there are those in our midst that don't have that opportunity. Right here in the United States. Not counting those overseas. But we have to develop an attitude of thankfulness. And most of all, thankful to God. Because he didn't have to do any kind of work. He didn't have to wake me up this morning. But he did. He didn't have to clothe me in my right mind. But he did. He didn't have to lead me to the house of prayer Satan. But he did. He wasn't obligated to do any of that. But he did it all. And he did it for you because you were here. Peter told him. He said, and let your request be known to God. In other words, let God know what you need. Whatever. Spiritual, physical. But be persistent in your prayer to God. Now, a single lady, don't just ask him for a husband. But be persistent. Don't ask him for a BMW. But be persistent. That's a black male word. Yeah, that's a black male word. BMW. That's not a car. It's a black man word. No, you definitely don't want one that ain't with. You do bad on by yourself. If you got children, you don't raise them. You don't need another child to raise them. Be persistent. That's safe. I want somebody that's going to love me, is going to cherish me, respect me. I want somebody that's not going to dog me, but treat me like me. What's wrong with that? And if that don't come in the package, leave it with UPS. Now you take that back. I shared with my daughter growing up.
your good education. So if you get married and it don't work, you put that buster out and you take care of yourself. You don't have to stay with him for finance.
A lot of people get stuck with finance.
But if you have prepared yourself to be alone, if you do be alone, it's a whole lot better than to put up with some mess that's going to build your thing. I'm saying something to you. I'm not trying to run your life. I'm just trying to share some things. It has to be about not work, but be thankful. And in everything, be proud and make your request known. And as a result of it, you will have the peace of God. Do that. Pray. Pray. Don't worry. He'll give you the peace of God. Be thankful. It surpasses all understanding. People won't understand how you smile. Get to a smile. There's a member in this church. I won't call them a couple of them. I don't know names. But they smile all the time. But if you knew that, you see the glory. Make Christ smile. But if you knew the story behind this, I've seen this for 27 years. I've seen them break down one time. It tells me that they are focused on God and they are not worried or getting all out of shape on whatever the conditions is, because they know sooner or later things are going to change. It's going to get better if it's worse, or it's going to get worse if it's better. But changes don't come. But through prayer, we can be prepared for the change. Through praises, we can thank God for all that he's done, all he's doing, and all he's doing. We can shout for him.